I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. In Pakistan today, imams at Friday prayers all over the country used this line in their sermons: "My daughter is a blessing, not a curse." That's the slogan of a nationwide campaign to change attitudes toward girls in the country. Sadly, Pakistani girls suffer from widespread mistreatment there. The preference for male children has also led to a huge gender imbalance. One statistic says it all, really. According to the UN agency UNICEF, around 300 bodies of newborn female babies are found each year, and that's just in the city of Karachi. That's the context behind the campaign and behind the slogan, "My daughter is a blessing, not a curse." Earlier today, I asked Pakistani author Beena Shah what she thought of the campaign.
I think it's a very clever idea. Now, the whole campaign is something pretty new. I have not heard of it before this, and it's really never been tackled on such a wide platform before. I do think it's a bit of a genius move to try and get religious figures involved in it.
Can you imagine being a fly on the wall of one of those mosques around Pakistan today, or outside as the men discuss what they've just heard? I mean, what do you imagine they're thinking?
I think they're going to be very upset because, to be very honest with you, and I'm giving you my personal experience, fathers in Pakistan are very loving. They adore their children. They love their daughters. Anybody who was driven to do this to their daughter had to have been just seriously so pressured and so driven on, so unbalanced by societal pressure and economic pressure. This is not the norm for Pakistani fathers.
I mean, given that love of their daughters, why do you think there is such a strong rejection of female babies in Pakistan?
It's societal pressure. There is still the all-pervasive thinking that a boy is more valuable than a girl for so many reasons. And most of those reasons have to do with economics. A boy is going to earn money. A girl needs to be wed. She's an extra mouth. She's a guest in the household until she marries and goes to her, quote-unquote, proper family.
Those are going to be tough attitudes to change, don't you think?
They are very tough to change, but at the same time, it's such fertile ground for changing. I mean, Pakistan's girls are really, they're so vibrant and they're so passionate. They're so eager to be educated at all ages.
Do you trace this to the attempted assassination of Malala Yousafzai, or is there something that's been kind of growing before that?
Well, to go back a little bit in perspective, Islam, the religion of Islam when it was introduced, and Islam being central to life in Pakistan, one of its key tenets was that you do not kill your unborn or your young daughters, because that was a practice in pre-Islamic Arabia. So we were always taught growing up that Islam came to change that. Unfortunately, there are still tribal customs and there are economic pressures that cause people to harm their girls, just as you see in India. We have the same pressures and the same problems.
And have you ever been kind of the victim of, like, seriously backwards attitudes about women, Beena?
I grew up in a very traditional family that was very conservative, and so I was not expected to be permitted to go to university. For example, I went to the U.S. to study at college and graduate school, and that was really something going against the grain. It was a difficult struggle for my family to go through and to face the disapproval of the larger extended family. And that's sort of the way it works in Pakistan. There aren't laws that say a woman can't do this and a woman can't do that. It's really more patriarchal attitudes that are embedded into the family through the authority figures of fathers and uncles and grandfathers and what have you.
Have they accepted your being a novelist?
They love it. They're very happy about it now.
Beena, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Beena Shah is a Pakistani novelist. She spoke with us from London.